Hello everyone, Annette and Ada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette and Ada. Today, we're still on review number 5. We're almost done. 2 days left.
Oh, I've loved the review.
I sure have too. It's been
the review.
So fun to be able to try to take this to, like, we get to discuss some of the things. It's like, oh, they've been on our minds. How do we apply them in the course? And it's just been wonderful.
Yes, I've really also loved the whole idea of, so how do we live this? And like thinking back, just even like yesterday, thinking about, like for me, that was such a helpful review day because I realized, wow, I really have judged others and I've really judged myself too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I've really enjoyed it. And I think it's my turn to read the prayer today.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Okay. So if you're driving, please don't do this. Or if you're in a place that isn't safe, please don't do this. But if it is, if you're just quietly listening to us, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just kind of center into our lesson for today and our discussion for today. And I'll read the prayer. Steady our feet, our Father. Let our doubts be quiet and our holy minds be still and speak to us. We have no words to give to you. We would but listen to your word and make it ours. Lead our practicing as does a father lead a little child along a way he does not understand. Yet does he follow, sure that he is safe, because his father leads the way for him. So do we bring our practicing to you. And if we stumble, you will raise us up. If we forget the way, we count upon your sure remembering. We wander off, but you will not forget to call us back. Quicken our steps now, that we may walk more certainly and quickly unto you. And we accept the word you offer us to unify our practicing as we review the thoughts that you have given us.
Lesson 179. God is but love, and therefore so am I. Reviewing lesson 167. There is one life, and that I share with God. God is but love, and therefore so am I. Reviewing lesson 168. Your grace is given me. I claim it now. God is but love, and therefore so am I. Lesson 179.
Well, lesson 168, I have to say, was life-changing for me this time around.
Do you mind if we do a little, like, a part two of it? Because I did have more to say.
Sure, sure.
So my part two is that
Of lesson 168?
Yeah, or really our discussion of 168.
Oh, okay.
Is that my part two is that in this world, we also put so much pressure on people and ourselves to be perfect that, and that's impossible. And by putting pressure on each other to be perfect, then we're not allowed to be as vulnerable and share what is happening in our life. So like that pastor you talked about where he's cheating on his wife with his administrative assistant or his executive assistant, whoever this person was. Uh-huh. Well, in that world, and it's like that world, I say that world, but it's really all of this world where I've met many pastors and they will tell you they cannot show they have any problems in their marriage or in their lives, or they get fired.
Yes.
And they lose their jobs. And that, like, being in that position where you cannot say, my marriage is falling apart. You cannot say, this is my struggle. While that I'm using that one example and containing what I'm saying to that, it also does happen in a broader sense. Think of celebrities and other people that you just know in life. It doesn't have to be someone famous, but it's just people you know. What standard do we hold each other up to? Like just how you're saying you threw this cantaloupe on the ground. that was, there was this expectation that you have to, no matter what the situation is, you have to handle it perfectly.
And no one was in the room with me. That was the thing.
You were reporting on it.
Yeah, that was the thing about this, is like, no one was in the room with me. I was reporting on it. And that's where the thing about, you know, only have safe people in your, if you're going to tell something with this vulnerability that you're talking about. And I think this is where the pastors really struggle, because no one is safe for, I mean, quote unquote, safe for them, because they have to always be living up to this certain standard. And also it's subjective, you know, people are always going to have their own opinions about whether you attained this certain standard or not. But that's the part about, like, we have to have safe people in our lives to be vulnerable with.
We have to share.
That is a have to.
That is a have to. That's not a get to.
No, I mean, yes.
It's a get to in some sense.
Well,
but
it is a have to, because we just can't do this all by ourselves.
No, we can't. And we also can't create a world, or we have to create a different world, I should say. And that undoes what we've made, because we've made a world that people in certain positions could just be mom and dad. It could just be, you know, our teachers or whatever. It doesn't have to be, again, like a pastor or some political figure. It could just be someone who in the ego world, we say, oh, yes, they have to have it all together.
And people are just people.
And people are just people. You know, if someone's a doctor and they're struggling with addiction, well, a doctor is just someone who's had a lot of education in a certain field.
And also for the most part, you know, not maybe always, some of it was, it could be family pressure or individual pressure, but most doctors that I've met is they feel, you know, that they just have this desire, drive, calling, whatever word you want to use, to be of service.
Well, yeah, and in that service, that may be their deepest heart's desire, but then they're also people, so they're going to have their own struggles.
Right.
And so to create, we've made this world where we can't share. We can't. And if we've also made a world where if you share, it's like you have some problem, and it could be like a big problem. But it's really, we're just all trying to make it the best we can, and we need spaces to be vulnerable. That's all it is, because we need to help. We need to be able to help each other. It's just like page 400, one of your favorite pages. Mm-hmm. Do not hide, minimize, or deny your pain. We need spaces to not hide, where we don't have to hide, minimize, or deny our pain. We need to be able to allow people in professions that are very stressful, lonely, and isolating, because we say, oh, they're an authority, where they can also not hide, minimize, and deny their pain, because they're at some point in their career, in their lives, they're getting just as much support as everyone else.
And, you know, our world has gotten so mean.
Yes.
And I don't know, maybe it's just always been mean and I just didn't realize it, but it seems to me that our world has gotten very mean. And I think social media has something to do with, you know, we call out, you know, people's mistakes, or we make things up, or we hear this from one person, and then we, you know, that old telephone game is you hear one thing and then somebody else says it and somebody else says it, and by the time you get to the end, it's not even the same, it's not even true at all. We kind of do that in social media, and we do that gossiping about one another. And, you know, when I, this grace that, you know, really, I really understood grace after our podcast discussion the other day, is like, well, I really, because I've now, since then, since lesson 179, I claim it now part. Is what really impacted me, is I claim it now. So, you know, I mean, even I have had, you know, we've mentioned this, is, you know, we've had some bullying going on in our lives. And, you know, there was one Instagram post that was written about me that was so not true, but so hurtful. You know, like it said, I fired my clients. Never fired a client in my life. I love my clients. I never would do that. Like, so completely not true. It was a person that wasn't my client. Didn't even know. I hadn't even seen this person in 20 some years. But that was what they were saying. And I looked at that Instagram post and I thought, this person doesn't know me at all. This person is filled with hate. And then what I do, and I think a lot of people do this because, you know, so we've kind of really researched about bullying. We've done, and we're finding, we started a website about bullying and people contact us all the time. And that was not something that we thought we were going to get involved with that much. People are always contacting us. People are coming for coaching who have been bullied now. And it really is, the world is filled with hate and words matter. So if you say, you know, this person that wrote this post about me said that I was poison, right? And then you look on, if you do research, children, you know, young adults, teenagers, even not teenagers are bullied online and then they take their own lives. It's like the grace that we must give to ourselves when people are mean to us, the grace that we must give to others and not go into this hateful behavior that people do. You know, it hurts folks. If I didn't have the support that I do, and I have great support, and I also have a very good attorney, if I didn't have that, where would I be right now is what I'm thinking. You know, it's like I can see where the pastor who's so lonely and suffering in his marriage and he doesn't have anyone to talk to, and if he talks to somebody, if he talks to the wrong person, he's going to get fired. You know, this is why I think we do kind of not give up in the sense of want to die, but we just say, I can't do these things anymore. I can't be in this world of hate anymore.
And then that's why we participate in numbing activities.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then we're judged for that. Then yeah. We can be judged for that.
Yeah, you know, exactly. People,
yeah.
It becomes too much. And so we could start drinking or something, then we're judged for that. And it's like, oh my God, yeah. This is just too much.
Yeah. And you know, that really came to light yesterday in our discussion. It was like, I really was judging that pastor and I don't even know what the heck was going on with him. Mm-hmm. Like when we, and I've thought about that for years, and it wasn't until yesterday I thought, I have no idea what was going on in that person's life.
But then not only there's like that, and then you took away any good experience that you had from his, you could say his pastoring or his teaching or whatever.
I just shut all that off.
Yeah. And whatever you had previously to that, to learning that, that was helpful to you, you kind of deleted from your mind and just said, yeah, that doesn't mean anything now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is where, so your grace has given me, I loved when we were talking about that lesson, it was either that lesson or tomorrow's, because that's also about grace, where you used this word relief.
Yes.
Yeah, relief. And I've been thinking since then, also like refuge is a good word too, right. Like this place of safety.
Right.
And to me, I've been really thinking about that relief. And that's what this whole world needs. Yeah. Relief from this circle of suffering, this cycle of suffering where we just over and over and over, we just do the same things. And it's just a miserable experience.
And we're so mean to each other, you know, and then we're also mean to ourselves. And so for grace, when you think of relief, like since we had this lesson, I will be going into more of a very self-critical thought. And I remember sitting here with you talking about grace, and I say, wait, I don't have to do that to myself. I can extend the grace to me. And it seems to me what's happening is as I'm extending grace to myself, I'm being shown how and where I can extend grace to others, just like the pastor yesterday. That would be like, that's kind of like been, this is the experience that I'm having where it's like, oh, wait, I also can extend grace to the pastor.
Yeah. I think a real big action we could all take is that when we look at what's happening in our world and in our lives, that instead of like looking at the situation, finding who we can blame and being angry or upset, we can ask ourselves, well, what can I add to this situation that would help? what can I add to this that would bring more grace, that would bring more compassion, and become that act, like that action, take those action steps and become action oriented. Because it's easy to post, it's easy to post on social media. That's like, doesn't take any effort.
And it's easy, you know, we think that social media, oh, it keeps us connected. Well, you know, sharing our experience, but then, and also understanding and hearing from other people that have been on the receiving end, where they can receive so much hate, and to have the action step of also, you know, like not like refusing to follow people that are hateful, to be able to say to yourself, you know, like, is this something that I want to be involved with? When you're thinking about action steps.
Well, yeah. And looking at the other day, we were talking about, so my have to's, which are really get to's, like my morning routine, how I eat, that sort of thing that helps keep me centered. We can do that. We could do, and we may want to, I'm not going to say have to, I'm learning here. Go through our day and what do we take in? What media do we take in? What movies do we watch? What music do we listen to? All of that, and ask ourselves, does this really add to my experience of life? Does it really, is it uplifting? Does it help me get into the right space where I can be that presence of love? You'd be shocked at how much media that we consume does influence how we behave after we consume it.
Oh, that is very true. I've noticed for me, like, I don't follow Twitter. I don't do anything on Twitter. Instagram, just very, very few. And Facebook, hardly any. And every now and then I'll have a day where I might just say, oh, you know, maybe I haven't caught up with so-and-so. And then I kind of get off on a tangent and I'm, you know, looking at something else and I'm thinking, wow, you know, somebody could be saying, oh, I had a wonderful day at the beach. And then somebody else will say, well, did you make sure you had your kids had on sunscreen? And then somebody will say, yeah, you know, and it's like all of a sudden this person who's just saying, oh, I had a really great day at the beach is feeling, you know, like, not only feeling, like being attacked. And we do have to, and then when I get up from reading that, then I just think, oh my gosh, the world is kind of scary. Where I sat down and I was just like, oh, maybe I should, you know, like I didn't have that heaviness with me when I sat down. And then when I get up, I have that heaviness.
And that's where we can say, what do we add? Maybe it's put that comment. Sounds like you had a fun day. Add your own comment. Add to the situation rather than...
Add positive.
Yeah, add positive rather than leaving it at the negative. Because when we're talking about... You know, when we're talking about, we say, oh, the happy dream, we say the real world, which is all metaphor for a world where that is either all coming from love or the vast, vast majority is coming from love. Maybe it's not. We are coming from love. But see, that doesn't happen just in our minds. Remember that lesson. This is not a selfish gift.
Right.
When we're doing our work, yes, it is a personal journey, but the work must then be extended out.
Yeah.
It must return back to an action. It can't just sit in our minds, go into our hearts and say, oh yes, everything's beautiful, and that's where it stops. When it changes our minds, it changes our hearts, then it turns into an action and we show up differently. And until more and more people work to become the positive force in the world, and we just, because it's easy just to say, oh man, it's negative there, I don't want to get involved. But then if everybody who's on the positive journey says that, healing never happens. It's just more people saying, I'm not getting involved there.
Right.
But more and more people have to get involved in a positive way. And whatever that, I'm not saying that there's a specific way someone has to show up. But it's asking, how can I add to the world in a positive way? How can I show up in my office in a positive way that makes the environment of that office better, that isn't adding to the negative and becoming more conscious and intentional about every action we take.
Yes, because since we've started sharing our experience with bullying, and we have our bullying website and that sort of thing, we're hearing from people who are so bullied at work. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they don't, you know, this is their livelihood. They're not really sure, you know, what steps to take next. And so, you know, our job as students of A Course in Miracles, bringing this back to the practical here, is extending grace to be the presence of love at your work, not to just have a morning spiritual practice that you get to do and then you don't live it in your life. That we actually are extending grace and compassion and love throughout our day, especially to ourselves.
In asking for guidance and what that would look like. So if your boss isn't very nice, going with it and asking, how can I be the presence of love here?
Yeah.
And we will be guided.
Yes, we will. We always are guided. So tomorrow is our last day of our reviews. Lesson 180. And then we start a very, very interesting and new section of the course, which I'm really excited about. There's even a little introduction to it, which we will be reading in a few days. So happy practicing today. Remember, if you find yourself being, you know, going down this negative road inside your mind, or, you know, someone is, you can tell they're suffering, and just think of grace. Where, you know, just extending that love, that kindness, that understanding, and really makes life more beautiful for all of us.
Ask yourself, how can I love myself more today?
Exactly. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.
See you then.